really not into bikes right now. One time I was riding.
If we could call the meeting to order, please. Where is the? We're going to go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance. So everyone, please stand up and right hand over your heart. Mr. Secretary, roll call, please.
Let's see if this works. Testing. Can you hear me? Okay. President Thomas.
Here.
Vice President Benjamin.
Here.
Treasurer Hopp.
Here.
Secretary Hendry is here. Mr. Anand. I don't see Mr. Anand. Okay. Mr. Kamara.
Present.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Here.
Mr. Guevara. Ms. Havard, Mr. Lazarevitz, Mr. Lynn, not here, okay, Mr. Martin, Ms. Meyer, Ms. Skelton, Mr. Waleko, we have a quorum.
Very good, we have a quorum and we can proceed with official business.
13.
Kathleen has not been sworn in yet. Comments from the chair, only a couple things. We have locked in the room for our summit. Thank you to Nuri Martinez's office. Our next summit will be on Wednesday, July 30th, and it will be a child and sex trafficking summit. We do have a really cool announcement about that. We will be partnering with the United Nations on that. And so the UN, Nuri Martinez's office, Joseph's working with the FBI to get them in here, and now that we've locked in the date, we will proceed with that, and very good work, everyone, on that. Wednesday, July 30th, in this very room.
We're going to start early. We're going to start at 5 o'clock rather than 6 or 7.
We can debate that. That will be debated. Moving on, public comments. I'll go through the list here. One more, of course. Well, Miriam always has a spot on public comments, even if she fills out a card or not. I know you do. So let's go ahead and start with Rabina. Rabina, you have 2 minutes.
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Rabina Sewell. I'm a resident for more than 25 years. And I'm also the executive director of California Safe Schools, an environmental health and justice coalition. And the reason that I mention the latter is because I have worked extensively with the county and city, and I've asked to be notified on a number of hearings or meetings when they're held. And I didn't hear anything from either. This has nothing to do with the Neighborhood Council, but from our City Council Representative LaBange's office or the Neighborhood Council, that there was a hearing today in Public Works about surrounding the Fire Station 39. And I do know that there were a number of individuals who testified from the council, and I'm certainly all for free speech and individuals speaking on behalf of themselves. But there were such gross misrepresentations made by specific individuals that I was really concerned about. And so I wondered, just in terms of protocol for the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, if the board could please clarify to me what the protocol is for somebody stating that they're speaking on behalf of the council.
In regards to this issue?
Yes, or just in general also, but specific to this issue.
What is the protocol for someone to represent the board downtown? Or
yes, in terms of stating comments on behalf of the board.
Well, it would either be Mr. Luna, or not Mr. Luna, Mr. Lynn, who was newly sworn in, or our chairman, Derek Walenko, would be the one that the council would defer to in regards to this issue.
Well, there's a link that I had sent to you earlier today and to the council members that actually has the testimony. And I hope that we can address some of the testimony made tonight by Ms. Hott, the treasurer, and just to get some clarification, because there were such gross misrepresentations made by that. And then the last thing, and this is the very last thing I wanted to mention, that there's a number of individuals who have attended the meetings that are very interested in serving on this board. So the fact that there were some individuals taken in advance and voted on, can you also clarify the protocol for becoming someone that can be on the ballot to run for office to represent themselves?
Basically, you just have to fill out the membership application and we vote on you. So that is the protocol.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. All right. Up next, Candido Marat. That's fine. That's fine. All right. Up next, Carol Najera, judicial candidate, seat 117.
This is a different setup because basically I am here. I am a candidate for Los Angeles County Superior Court seat number 117. And basically I'm here to ask everybody in this room for something, you folks and you folks. And what I'm asking you for is your vote. And I feel that before I sit here and ask for something as valuable and as important as your vote, the least I should do is introduce myself and tell you a little bit about who I am and why I'm running for judge. As I said, my name is Carol Najera, and I have been an L.A. County prosecutor since 1985. I graduated from the University of Southern California Gould School of Law. I have worked in the Hardcore Gang Unit, the Major Crimes Unit, and the Organized Crime and Anti-Terrorism Unit. I have pretty much prosecuted every possible crime in the penal code. I successfully prosecuted many years ago the Menendez brothers down here in the Van Nuys Courthouse. That might be something you might all know about. Thank you. Carol Najera. And folks, they've graciously allowed me to place some cards on the table for you. We don't hand them out, but everyone is there's enough for everybody. I want to just, it's a limited amount of time, so I just want to tell you a little bit about why I'm running for judge. And it has to do with about $500 million. You probably have all noticed that there has been a lot of court closures. There's been a lot of layoffs in the justice system, clerks, you might know. I know we have a representative from SEIU who can tell you. There have been layoffs of clerks, layoffs of court reporters. All of this is a result of judicial action, actions by the judges and decisions that they've made. They have wasted $500 million, and they've passed that the onus of it onto all of you, the taxpayers. For this reason, I am running for judge. I want to be a part of the decision-making process, and I want to be a part of fixing the system. I also have to say I'm running against the incumbent. Why did I choose this particular seat? I'm running against an individual named James Pierce. He's a judge who's been investigated twice by the Judicial Performance Council. Both times it was unfounded, I will tell you that right now. However, I feel it's time for change. I feel it's time for you to have a choice. Instead of just having to rubber stamp whoever is there and running unopposed, you should have a choice. It's time for change, and I am the choice that it should be. My name is Carol Najera. I'm asking for your vote. There are cards over there that will tell you about my website. If you like what you read, after you research me, not only am I going to ask for your vote, but I'm going to ask you to ask your friends and family for their vote for me. And if you can send out emails, post it on Facebook, and get the word out, this is a grassroots campaign. I really need your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, yes, Maria. Of course, we can definitely invite them.
I would be happy to come back. I am trying to hit every district council and neighborhood meeting that today alone I've just come up from up the street in Woodland Hills here, and then I'm going to go to another one after this. I will come, any of you, if you have a group of any size, you can go to my website, email me. I will be happy to come out. As I said, if I'm asking for something from you, the least I can do is show up and answer your questions.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you very much. Up next, Miriam Fogler.
Okay, I'm going to wait till Candy is done, so to hold my clock.
Hold your clock.
Okay. Okay, can you start it over again, please? I just want to say that we keep going down downtown to speak on video conference, and I don't like to keep driving down there just to speak, and I object to them continuing to block our video conferencing on the base that they have money available. They have admitted that they have found money. It's unfounded. And matter of fact, there is a big budget here, but they can fit in $10,000. It's unreasonable and uncandid why the neighbor councils have to foot the bills in the first place. They only get $37,000 a year. It's just facetious that this whole thing is continuing. It's awful, and a lot of people want to be able to express themselves from the valley. I feel left out. We all feel left out, and I think it's about time that we have it open. And, you know, what else can I do? I mean, all I can do is come up here and still bark. Yeah, well, I'm working on it. I don't know how good it's going to get, but if the people don't get involved and take care of the government, then there's nobody going to take care of it for them, because the ones that are in power obviously are corrupt and they're crooks. And if we don't take it back, we're going to lose. Ernie Bernardi took the city and turned it around, limiting the CRA, limiting all these costs that he did not. He was the only one dissenter on the city council. So we need to bring back his glory days by bringing someone here that will represent us here on the city council. I'm hoping that Nuri will be that candidate, the one that she's going to be running again, because we know she just filled in with Cardenas' seat. She's going to have to run again. So I'm just letting you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam. Up next, we have Darlene Maranga.
Five more. My comment is about the fire station, and it is connected with Mayor's representation with the members of the board council or any member. If anything that is represented, it should be evicted. Simple as that.
Beverly Simpson.
Okay, good evening, Mr. President, and I have a question for you directly. Did the council pass a resolution to support our opposition to relocating Fire Station Number 39?
We passed a community impact statement.
Thank you. I'd like to address one of your council members this evening who spoke at the Public Works Committee hearing today. She represented the council, and she said that the majority of Van Nuys wants the fire station and the council. She said the majority of the council wants the fire station to move. Is that correct? There was a vote. I know. I'm just asking, though, right now. Was the vote in favor for the fire station move or to support us?
I can speak on that. That actually is, this board was in favor of supporting the non-movement of Fire Station 39, so the comments made by that individual were incorrect.
Can we just have one person talk so I can hear, please?
No. I'm sorry. That's not true. That's not what we're talking about.
That's not what we're talking about. Ms. Hopp, I'm not addressing you. I have a recording. Mr. President, may I play the recording?
Sure. If you would like, that's fine.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jeanette Hopp, and I am a budget advocate, and I'm here to tell you that the largest number of residents in Van Nuys and the majority of the members on the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council are in, excuse me, I get upset when I think about this because I can't believe someone would be against us, in favor of the move of Fire Station 39 from its current location to Oxnard and Vesper. We realize that the city has a large opposition from residents who actually are Sherman Oaks residents, but they're on the periphery of our neighborhood council because of restructuring the lines. I have to tell you that they have come to our neighborhood council for the last 9 months every time this issue is on our agenda, and it's on our agenda again for tonight. So we're going to have a number of them, and they're extremely vocal, and they are against the move because they're NIMBYs. Not in my backyard. They actually do not live right exactly there, but some of their, backyards do actually, but part of wherever it's going to be located. And I have to tell you, I was appalled. I asked them, if you were having a heart attack or a stroke, they can't think.
Also, Ms. Hopp goes on to say that we demanded double pane windows, double insulation, and whatnot. I have not made a request for anything. I don't know of any person here who has ever asked for anything. So I would like to address her and ask her where her information comes from, because it sounds made up to me. I'm entitled to a lie.
2 minutes and you are at 3 minutes and 39 seconds.
Hold on a second. We are going to let the chairman of the special committee, Mr. Derek Wolinko, speak on this. He is our representative for this issue, and he has the floor now.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you heard over the video, the recording, that it was poorly misrepresented, and it was a bold-faced lie. And I don't want anyone on this board to take this any less serious than it is, because it was a very serious misoverstep by one of our board members. She went on, what you didn't finish hearing in the actual recording, is that right at the end, is that they do not live exactly there. There are NIMBYs, not in my backyard. Some of the residents almost attacked Nuri Martinez at our last meeting. There was one lady, and you misrepresented to the commission that there were plural, more than one person attacking the councilwoman, which is just an overstate and, again, another lie. You also then go to degrade them and say they are not the nicest people with whom to deal. And then you go on to lie again. You do not have the support. You do have the support of the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. And despite all the opposition, we are behind you 1,000%. This is one board member speaking on behalf of everyone here that was not there to speak. And we took a vote, and the vote passed a community impact statement to support the residents that are going to be impacted by this move. And because one board member took it upon herself to go and lie in front of a commission, misrepresenting this entire board, thus just erasing your vote, is a huge injustice. This is why I'm recommending the removal of Ms. Jeanette Hopp. And Mr. President, I'd like to know the proper procedure and how to go about that.
All right, we're going to, Derek, I believe you have to have 50 stakeholders sign it, and then we would bring it to the council, and the council would vote on it. That's the proper procedure.
Okay, duly noted. Thank you.
Very good. Now, what we are going to do is continue on with the meeting and public comment, and up next is Donna Garcetti-Wolenko.
Now.
I think somebody likes it, Derek.
I did for the moment. It appears to me I do not now. So
right,
I believe the person has a right to go. I wish he had actually said, in my opinion. But I think this is way going overboard, going against Jeanette before her personal opinion. And I don't think we need to drop anybody off because she felt differently from people over here. And I believe you should have used the Brown Act that you the board members do not have to address back to what the person is saying, according to the Brown Act. Yeah, and anyway, I also want to talk about what we need, Van Nuys. I'm wearing my Van Nuys thing. We need to bring back Van Nuys video conference. We need to have the city council actually pay for it, because they are spending a lot of money. They're spending a lot of money on the Westfield building. They're spending a lot of money on a 27-story building with offices. So there's a police station, which I'm not. Which we had a nice Parker Center already. And I forgot what some of the other ones are. Grand Avenue, of course, was spent a lot of money. And, of course, a lot of Convention Center was, which we got a third mortgage. So it shows the city council, city council certainly has a lot of money, and they can, instead of having to have the neighborhood council pay for it, I really feel that the city council should stay pay for it, because they should have the right of the Van Nuys to speak. And I just want to say one more fast thing. Jeanette works harder than anyone ever I've seen before, and I think this neighborhood council will fall apart if she's not on it. So let's not talk about a removal. Let's just talk about, let's get things done in a fair way. And Mr. Buckle, you've always been okay before, and that's why I had jokingly put my name on there. But let's not do a witch hunt here. Okay, let's have a nice neighborhood council, okay?
Very good, very good. April Simpson. Hello.
I just have a question directed to Ms. Hopp. I was wondering where you got your information from that you said today representing us at City Council. Oh, that we were in support of the fire station? We just played a... I did not call you a liar.
This is public comment. You're coming? You're saying something.
Well, you said some things that misrepresented us, such as the double-pane windows. We never asked for that. And you're here to represent us as a community, and you're really not doing that, and I'm very disappointed. That's my public comment.
Thank you, April. Up next, Jan Tribox. Did I pronounce that properly? Come on. Jan, you're recognized for 2 minutes.
Thank you. I'd like to say I am a resident. I live at 14553 Terrace Street. I'm kitty corner. Maybe I'm in Sherman Oaks, but I'm not even 500 feet from the potential site. I'm a first responder, and I am a normal person. I think I hold down a full-time job, and I don't really appreciate being told I'm a flippant type person. Anyway, were you guys aware of the fact that there was a Public Works meeting today? Did you guys all know? People didn't know. Well, why is it that not everybody knows about a Public Works meeting? And in the future, if you guys know, we should be knowing as well. We should not be left out of the loop. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Up next, Candito. And it's one of my favorite things to do. You have 2 minutes, Candy.
Council members and stakeholders, I want to start off with a positive note, but I... Point of information, I do have something I want to play later, but do you want me to do it now or under code of civility? Tell me now, my time is not running, so which one would you rather have me do?
Is it in regards to the code of civility?
Yes, sir.
So then wait for that. You have 10 minutes total for the meeting.
Okay.
You have 2 minutes for...
My time has not started because we are discussing the... All right. All right. First of all, Mr. President, I want to thank everyone over at St. Elizabeth. 2 weeks ago, we had a canned food drive because we had run short, the food bank, the Valley Food Bank had run short, and we were able to raise... We were hoping to raise enough food for 1 month. We were able to raise enough food for 2 months. Along with that, the donations across the San Fernando Valley, they collected almost 28,000 pounds of canned goods, Mr. President.
Very good.
Now, what does that mean to the Van Nuys community? Mr. President, you held a great thing with the earthquake preparedness. I don't know if those of you were here. It's unbelievable. I have the packet. What we're going to be doing at St. Elizabeth, working with Father Rodolfo, is we're going to make ourselves St. Elizabeth the center so that if there is the big earthquake, we will be able to supply you with food, water, not only that, but medical. We're going to be able to supply you with blankets and anything that you're possibly going to need. Let's say your garage caves in and you need to get that garage up. The fire department's not going to be there. You're going to have to depend on yourselves and your neighbors. We're going to have the equipment, the light equipment, that you'll be able to come and use and utilize it so that you can possibly save someone in your family there. So we're doing great things at St. Elizabeth. I do have a concern because last month, Ms. Hopp, you stated that Ms. Patton had a complaint about rats and cockroach. And if we're going to be doing something great in our church like this to help the entire community, we need to know where those cockroaches and those rats, because there's four of us that work at the church all the time, and we're still looking for those rats and cockroaches. So I hope there's clarification. Okay, let her speak for herself. I'm not asking. I don't want to come. Let her speak about that. She's going to be a new board member. And remember, when you're up here, you're open. You're elected official. You have to be criticized. You can't be sensitive. They're going to criticize. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Mr. President, I'm not engaging. I'm talking about when you're elected, you're open to public criticism. And I will continue the under civility.
You have 8 more minutes, Candito. All right. We have one from the former speaker. Is Mr. Hertzberg here yet? We can reserve this. We can come back to it. That's fine. Yeah, we're all good there. Moving on from public comment, Secretary's report, Mr. Hendry.
Okay, the April minutes were distributed. Copies are over there on the table. A question regarding the April vote on the fire station has been taken very seriously. I have some extra copies over there. We just did not get them posted in time to be voted upon.
Perfect. So, if it pleases the council and with the secretary's approval, I make a motion that we adopt the April minutes but hold off on the reflection of the votes on the community impact statement. I know I saw Maria Schertzer in the audience somewhere. She made the suggestion that we tally the vote, and we are in the process of doing that, but it has not been circulated. And then I also want to get a ruling from the city attorney's office in regards to whether the second community impact statement actually did pass. I know it had a majority, but not a super majority, or what was the city attorney's thing on that, Howard? It was okay. So my motion, I would like to make a motion to adopt the April minutes and then get back to the vote tallies next month. With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
If the secretary may add one other thing, the January fire CIS vote, I also intend to present.
Perfect. I'll circulate it as soon as I get it.
At a later date. Okay. The motion then? You made the motion. Okay, then I will start. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Treasurer Hoff? Secretary Hendry? Aye. Do I see Mr. Anand? No, I don't. Okay, Mr. Kamara?
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Mr. Guevara? Ms. Havard?
For you.
Mr. Lazarevitz? Mr. Lynn? I'm calling these late people just to one more time. Okay. Mr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Meyer?
Yes.
Ms. Skelton?
No?
Okay. Mr. Waleko?
Yes.
It passes.
Very good. Did you have anything else for us, Mr. Secretary?
No, no. Again, the bank meeting should be tomorrow night, I guess.
Do you want to speak on the minutes?
I will go.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Hendry. Moving on, item 6, Treasurer's Report, Jeanette Hopp.
Okay. Real quickly, we discussed it at the executive meeting. We spent $90 on Subway for the election. GoDaddy $539.28. GoDaddy $59.13 for emails and things that had to be done to the website in order to get us up to snuff. FedEx flyers, 9776. FedEx to done and copies of forms, 4666. FedEx little copies, 889. 99 cent store card for member, $2.18. Subway general meeting, sheriff's forum, 90. Carlos Cafe for the bank, Mr. and I did a typo on that and put name, so you'll forgive me. $500. FedEx, 1063. Active Ad Specialties Emergency Preparedness Summit for the bags and whatever, $2,199.25 for a total of $3,643.78. Balance forward of $11,642.33, leaving us a current balance less any outstanding MPGs of $7,998.55. And you've got more than that in funding on your current agenda.
Thank you very much, Jeanette.
I was supposed to talk to you about the Budget Advocates Report, but that's later. And the CIS that they want us to do in relation to that. And all the meetings that I've been to. And while I'm up here and walking and hurting very much, I would also like to say that I'm so dedicated and that I do such a really good job. Jeez, I just got out of the hospital yesterday. And I'm here today. I was supposed to be home with my feces up and not be out. And my electrolyte balance was out of whack, and I'm really choked out. So, but I'm here because that's how much I don't care. So I just wanted that on the record because I really don't like to care for the situation and my emotions and for some things that she wants to use in this piece of the record.
Very good. I, yes.
Budget advocate meetings for a week and a half. Every day, the majority of the time was from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. and sometimes a little later. One day I left a little early because I had a doctor's appointment and took all these minutes, and I have 10 pages worth of minutes, and that doesn't include today's and one other day with Rick Cole that I haven't typed yet. So, you know, I've been rather busy. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeanette. Marie, did you have something?
Yes. When Ms. Hoff was just right here, she said something was reported, and that's really sad. Maria, what was done that you're talking about? Because I don't know what you're talking about. So
okay.
Talking about it.
We'll hear what Candy has to say later. Thank you.
So, wait.
No, under your
let's
whatever.
Let's focus on the treasurer's report. So I make a motion that we adopt the treasurer's report as is. With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
30 seconds. Okay. President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp.
Aye.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Mr. Kamara.
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara.
Yes.
Ms. Savard.
Yes.
Mr. Lozovitz.
Yes.
Mr. Martin. Ms. Meyer. Skelton.
Yes.
Mr. Valeco.
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you. Passes.
Very good. Moving on to item 7, elected officials reports. We do have Carlos Medina from Assemblymember Adrene Nazarian's office here with us. Carlos, if you could give us an update on what's going on in Sacramento.
For Sacramento this moment, but I would like to say, like, we have this open, we have this women's self-defense event this coming Saturday, May 17, in Mission Hills, and it's on flyers on the table. And I would like to say also Doris Parza is not coming to the meetings because she's in finals, she's in the school, but she'll be able to come next month. And that's the only thing I have at this moment. From
thank
the
you, Carlos.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have anybody else? Well, of course we do. Linda Levitan, would you like to speak on behalf of Nuri's office? All right. Guillermo.
I'm happy to be here. I'm conflicted because I have a meeting that comes is on the same night as this. So I apologize that I'm not able to be here every time. But A couple of things that I wanted to discuss with you. One, I passed out these papers, and I hope everybody got one, because it talks about watering again because of the weather and because of what's going on. Please make sure that you get a copy of this so that you know when, you know, the odd and even days. Okay, the second thing that I want to make sure that, we talk about is the cleanup that we have scheduled for May 31st. And I wanted to let you know some of the things that we've been doing. I know that it's unfortunate, and I can't go back and change what's happened previously. I know that Guillermo and I are working very hard along with the rest of our office to see what we can do to make sure that obviously the government area, the government center and the rest of the surrounding areas is taken care of. So far what we have scheduled is on Thursday and Friday we will have power washing done along all of the sidewalk areas surrounding the government center. On during that week, in fact, actually, this weekend, we have Recreation and Parks that already fixed the sprinkler systems that were broken, even though it wasn't under necessarily their jurisdiction to do that. But they're also going in this weekend to do weeding and try to trim things and try to get certain things underway. Also, the week of the cleanup, we are going to see brand new sod put in our barren area. Yes, that's true. We can pull rabbits out of hats when we work really hard and have relationships with people. So they're doing a lot of things for us. But let me tell you something. I'm concerned, and so is our office, about how well this is going to be maintained. So we're working with Beck and Parks to see if we can get either a hopefully another full-time person to come and maintain, or perhaps we'll have to do with some of the other places have had to do, which is go back and once a month bring in a crew of four or five people that can come in and clean once a month. Also, I wanted to let you know that because we're concerned about how well the turf will do, we're also looking at trying to work something out with the Department of Water and Power, because they have programs where they'll come in and they'll install something that's much more drought tolerant and perhaps look at another plan for that area that has had such a hard time sustaining. So we're looking to do all kinds of things. We also have someone coming in. I've worked with GSD, and I, again, managed to persuade them to come and power wash the entire government center.
Good work, Linda.
So we're working very, very hard. I want you to know that Guillermo and I, we don't have enough hours in the day. And coming over here, I cannot speak to what has happened. I can only speak to what we're trying to do. And we're going to be working very hard with this neighborhood council to partner with you, as well as Van Nuys CPAB and other local entities, to try to improve things that are going on. Part of the reason that our effort that we're making and trying to improve things in our neighborhoods is, again, obviously the following weekend, and I also brought a flyer from Van Nuys Police Station, that we are going to have a wonderful celebration to celebrate the 50th anniversary of not only just the Van Nuys Police Station, but also our library. So the impetus for that is to try to make everything look as good as we can, and we'll continue to try to do so. Just so that some of you know, I'm looking for a lot of people to want to come and help us that day. We are going to feed you. We are going to give you food in the morning, and we're going to give you food in the afternoon. We've gotten a lot of donations, but as you see on the agenda, we're also looking for some assistance from the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, where you can go out and you can maybe help us with assisting on getting some of the food. But I really need bodies. We'll have all the equipment. We'll have all the bags. I know Mr. Maras likes to help, so we're going to ask you to help as well. And I'll give you two hugs instead of one. Okay? So we're looking for all kinds of help that we can get. We need people to come out, and you'll see that we'll gather behind the government center, behind our building initially, and then we'll be dispensing things, and we'll have teams of people going out. But this is really, you have to understand, I grew up here in the Valley, and I remember Van Nuys Boulevard because I know I look younger than I really am, but I remember the days of Van Nuys Boulevard, and this is personal. Okay, so both of us are here and we're residents of the Valley, and we want to make sure that we can do as much as we can to make things and give back to the community. As far as our council person is concerned, we're obviously still addressing a lot of the quality of life issues. She definitely wants to bring things back that have not happened before. She definitely wants to help us get a lot of the city services that we haven't been able to, that have been taken away. She definitely is looking at the issues that we have with vice and prostitution. She's also looking at, the homeless issues and all of those things. Slowly but surely, and I every once in a while I do get smiles because we are making a dent. We're chipping away. If I sat here and told you that next week I could make everything better, I'd be lying. And I couldn't do that. But slowly but surely we're walking the boulevard, but not the same as some other people. We're going and we're taking our time on Saturday mornings or whatever to go out. Look at the alleys. Look at the graffiti. Look, we're sitting down with New Directions for Youth that does the graffiti in this area, and we've seriously sat down with them, and they're doubling the amount of graffiti that they're removing from where they were several months ago. So slowly but surely, it's like losing weight. If you lose it slowly, it stays off. So if we do this the right way, hopefully we'll be able to get the job done. And certainly I have cards for anybody that needs them, and certainly I believe that everybody has a right to, you know, come to us and ask for some assistance.
Candy, did you have something for Ms. Levitan?
Is this personal? We have been looking into it with DOT about the signs around the church, you'll have to bring to me the signs that you're talking about for vendors. DOT doesn't seem to understand. No. If we are unable through DOT to find what kind of signage exactly that you're talking about, we have inquired, we have asked, we want to assist. Okay, but I understand where you want it, but I also understand that DOT is not, they don't have signage that says no vendors. They're telling me they don't have any signs of vendors. If there's signage that you're aware of, that you feel that we should be aware of, please bring it to my attention and let me know about it, because we have been pursuing it and we're not getting the answers that you want. So I'm very willing to explore it further. I'm happy to meet with you anytime. You know, you and I have worked together for a long time and always had an amazing relationship, and I want that to continue. Okay. Understand that I am not the person handling that specifically. That is being handled by City Hall, but certainly I can bring it again to their attention and ask them what's happening. But know something, Candido. Have you ever asked for a meeting where I told you that I wouldn't meet with you? So anytime you want to meet with me, anytime you want to talk about something, anytime you would like to see me or assist, I need you, you need me. Okay, well, that will probably deserve maybe a
third.
All right,
knock it out, you guys. We need to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, what has happened is that along Van Nuys Boulevard, we've been able to change the parking from one-hour parking back to two-hour parking.
Linda, you're fantastic. Yeah.
Well, I don't do it by myself. And I just understand something. There's only so many hours in a day, and we're still shorthanded. I'm still representing Lake Balboa and doing this as well. So if I could clone myself, I would, but I can't.
And with that, thank you, Guillermo. Thank you, Linda. Very good. I believe LAPD is here to discuss the funding. Unless you guys wanted to talk on, like, just general crime or an update, or you want to wait for the funding? I'm happy with it either way, guys. You got the... Can you give us a two-minute briefing? No, we're going to wait for that. That's item E on the agenda. Okay. Can we get a quick little crime and punishment briefing?
Officer Brad Schumacher, from the acting senior lead officer for basic online 23, which is basically the west central part of the division. Right now, Van Nuys is doing pretty well on crime. Our crime is overall on some of the major issues we have. Property crimes. We still get a lot of property crimes on stolen the best thing that I can talk about, you guys helping us out, is we have a lock and hide and seek program. We have a lot of people that lose a lot of valuables in their cars, even phone chargers, iPads. We've had cash thrown out of cars. You know, we need you guys to lock that stuff up. Also, we're looking at increasing robberies.
Very good, sir. Anyone have any questions? Of course, Candy. Very good. Thank you very much. Kathleen, did you have something? Thank you, Kathleen. Anybody else for this nice gentleman? Maria, and then the nice lady in the audience. Maria. Yep. I believe Penelope, Joseph, and myself are graduates of the Citizens Academy. And that's what you're referring to. Yeah, and Kathleen also. Well, very good. Thank you very much, sir. Oh, that's right. I apologize. Of course you can, sir.
Yep, 10 to 3. That's exactly right. Very good. Thank you very much, sir. All right. Jumping into new business, 8A, election, discussion, and debate for open Van Nuys Neighborhood Council seats. We have a couple applications before me for the commercial seat. We have Kambits Merabi and then also Daniel Luna. But, Mr. Luna, were you going to withdraw the application and then go for renter next month, or what did you want to do? Yeah, it's up to you. Perfect. Just send me the application, and we'll vote on you next month. Is that good? Is that okay, or you want to do that? If it pleases the council, do you guys mind if we vote on the renter seat tonight, too? I have no problem with it. Perfect. Okay, so then let's just go through the list here. We'll start with Kambi. Kambi, if you want to come up and say a few things, and then we'll go ahead and hold the vote. Mr. Merabi.
Good evening, Mr. President, board member. My name is Kambis Merabi. I'm a business owner within the neighborhood. I own a couple of buildings. I come from a family that likes to give back to communities and to improve the communities. And that's the reason I want to be on the other side to help. I think last month when we had the summit, I helped George, Joseph, and of course Cheryl to put the summit together. And that's why I like to help in the Van Nuys community.
Very good. Does anyone have any questions for Kambi? Candido?
It's not on the boulevard, it's on the streets. Sylvan, I have a couple of residential buildings. And on Friar, I have an office.
Do you have one on Friar and
sure. Well, you can check my buildings, it's okay. 14545 Friar Street. Okay, that's my office building. 14764 Selden. It's the building that is 3 years old, 4 years old.
Maria, you have something for Mr. Merabi?
Which one? Correct. I have attorneys. I have one hair salon in one. I have a couple of celebrities that I can mention their name. They have the recording studio. I have lawyers. I have a couple of doctors. I have some home care, health care. I have a stockbroker. And I have a car dealer. It's not a retail. He does wholesale business.
Anybody else have a question for this nice gentleman? All right, with that, in the interest of full disclosure, I will be recusing myself of this vote because I do business with Kambi. I will call for the vote. We are voting on the commercial seat for Mr. Merabi to hold the commercial seat with us up here. With that, I call for the vote.
Okay, would the president just want to respell his name for the record?
M-E-R-A-B-I.
M-E-R-A-B-I. Okay, thank you.
K-A-M-B-I-Z.
Kambik. Okay. Oh, I remember seeing it somewhere, yes, okay. Okay, we're ready for the vote. President Thomas.
I recuse myself from this vote.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hupp.
Aye.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Mr. Kamara?
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Mr. Guevara? Yes. Ms. Havard? Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Mr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Meyer? Ms. Skelton?
She's absent.
Ms. Skelton is
out of the room.
Absent, out of the room. Okay. Mr. Waleko.
Yes. And also, can we turn the air conditioning on? Or it doesn't want it broken?
Passes?
Yeah. Very good. Camby, welcome to the council. If you hang out, we'll swear you in along with Kathleen in a few minutes. And thank you. Thank you for your service. Up next, we're going to be voting on Daniel Luna. Daniel Luna is running for the renter at large seat, and he does rent property in Van Nuys, so he's totally and completely qualified. And you were born and raised here as well, I saw in your application. Yep. So, Daniel, tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Sure. I'm a business owner. I own a laundromat on the corner of Sherman Way and Van Nuys. I was born here. My mother was born here. She also works here. I went to St. Elizabeth for my elementary school.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Luna? Candy. Very good. Anybody else have anything for Mr. Luna? With that, I call for the vote on having Daniel Luna join our council as the renter at large seat. Do I have a second to that motion? With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Treasurer Hawk?
Aye.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Kamara?
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Mr. Guevara?
Yes.
Ms. Havard? Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Mr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Meyer? Ms. Skelton?
Yes. She said yes.
Okay. And Mr. Waleko?
Yes.
It passes, yes.
Daniel, welcome, and we'll swear you in like 5 minutes, and welcome to the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council.
Thank you all.
And then the last application I have is from Lizette Arzola, and she is applying for the nonprofit seat. She was not going to be able to make it this evening. She is sick, but she asked me to read this in her absence and go with the vote. I'll read what she wrote is on the application, but this is what she emailed me this morning. Good evening. I apologize for not being able to attend tonight's meeting due to illness. Despite my physical absence, I would like to submit my application for the nonprofit seat on your council. Since October 2013, I have regularly attended the general meetings and have provided information regarding the nonprofit organization I work for, New Economics for Women. We continue to operate a family source center here in Van Nuys and serve the local community. I would like to ask for your support in allowing me to serve with the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council in the nonprofit seat. Thank you for your consideration. On her application, she lists as far as community service and volunteer work. She was with the United States Peace Corps from 2009 to 2011. Briefly describe why you would like to serve on the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. She wrote to continue to serve the Van Nuys community and to provide my social work perspective to the council. What specific skills do you possess that would help the VNNC achieve its mission? She has a master's degree in social work, and she has a passion for helping others help themselves. With that, does anybody have any questions in regards to that? Yes, Candita.
We do.
I am happy for other people to serve on this board as well, but she has gone through the procedure, and I do believe we do owe her a vote at the very least. So, Mr. Secretary?
I just would like to see the person. I probably recognize her if I saw her, but I don't recognize her.
We all know her.
It still doesn't strike me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, Karina.
She did a last December holiday with a heart that we funded, and I was at that event, and they help with the women in the area. So, I definitely would vote for her as part of the nonprofit.
Thank you, Carino. With that, I make a motion that we vote to fill the nonprofit seat for the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp?
Aye.
Secretary Hendry will vote no on this one. Mr. Kamara?
No.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Mr. Guevara?
Yes.
Ms. Havard? Mr. Lazarevitz? Mr. Martin? Ms. Meyer? Is that abstain?
Yes.
Was abstain. Okay, thank you. Ms. Skelton?
She's come a lot and helped a lot. She's very nice.
Abstain. Mr. Waleka?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't see why not, but it always gets noisy. That, well, there's a lot of hot air in here, Candy.
I count 9-9.
Or it's going to be 2 minutes and then you can go.
I wanted my family to be here.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes, of course, Candy. You can be sworn in next month.
Thank you.
Totally understandable.
Thank you.
Of course, sir. We're still in the middle of a, did it pass?
I passed.
Okay. So, with that, she's elected, and we'll swear her in next month with Candy, with Camby. But, Kathleen, if you're ready to go from over there to over here, and then Mr. Luna, if you're ready, if we have you guys... If you'd like, sure, go ahead and ask a question. I don't know. Mr. Luna, you ready to?
Yes. Okay. I had put in a telephone call to the Department of Health and Sanitation, and that was probably about a year ago, and where I realized that there were rats and that there was roaches is that the doctor has had me on a borderline situation where I have to walk a lot, okay? So I was, just a second, Candy. And so anyhow, I was supposed to go for a walk. I walked at 9:30 at night, and I am walking down Kittredge. And I'm going down Kittredge. I get to Cedros and get onto church property, and I start feeling gravelly. And I look down, and it was cockroaches. And they were big ones, okay? And there were also 5 rats. 3 of them that ran that way towards the auditorium, and the other 2 were going to stand and duke it out with me. But, you know, Candido, it happened.
All right, let's get to the swearing-in ceremony, and we can continue on with the meeting. Mr. Luna, if you could come to the podium with Ms. Padden. All right, you guys, if you could raise your right hand and repeat after me. I pledge to represent my neighborhood with dignity, integrity, and pride. I will encourage other points of view even when they differ from my own. I will respect, value, and consider everyone's opinion. I will find the good in my neighborhood and praise and promote it. To my neighbors and to the neighborhoods throughout the city of Los Angeles, I pledge to do this to the best of my ability. Congratulations, you guys. You're council members. So grab a seat. You're over here with us.
Definitely.
All right, moving on. Valley Bikery request for funding. Money being requested for their nonprofit organization and for being partners for the People Street and bringing Sic La Vida to Van Nuys. Madam Treasurer, did this get out of your committee last night?
Yes, it did, with a few modifications. Did you take care of those? And okay, so let me peruse that. And we needed two signatures. We only had one couple signatures.
Yes.
Then we should be fine. There's two signatures. Yeah, we can.
Are we good? Ms. Hopp?
Shoot, you didn't bring back the part that describes it. Yeah, it's fine for now.
The part that describes what?
It's okay. We'll worry about it later. I wish you brought the other application because it had describing. Oh, no, you got it here. Never mind.
Does anybody have any questions for the Valley Bikery?
I have a comment.
Yes, Derek.
So I'm in favor of supporting and funding this project, but I'd also like to ask that the Valley Bikery partner with the San Fernando Valley Museum and offer a bike, some type of bike tour. Right now the San Fernando Valley Museum offers walking tours, but I think it adds some new pizzazz to the whole allure of the San Fernando Valley Museum, if that could be added.
That's a great idea, Derek. I'm 100% behind that. Would you guys be able to do a biking tour working with Richard Hilton and the museum people?
Yeah, I'm sure if we're able to partner with them, I don't see why that would be a problem.
Perfect. That's very good. Does anybody else have any questions for the Valley Bikery? Going once?
No, sorry. Yeah, she's just going to forward a couple things.
Going twice, very good.
But yes, we are okay, though.
All right, so what we're going to be voting on, money not to exceed $999 for the Valley Bikery. I make a motion we adopt the language as is and vote for the $999.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, just a second. I've also cribbed the new voting roster, so if I don't call somebody's name, certainly feel free to let me know. President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hawk.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry.
Aye.
Mr. Kamara.
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Guevara. Mr. Savard. Mr. Lazarevich. Mr. Luna. Ms. Padden. Mr. Martin. Ms. Meyer. Ms. Skelton. Mr. Maleko.
Yes.
It passes unanimously.
Very good. Yeah,
thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. For Mr. Secretary, for Luna and Padden's vote, just put like a little asterisk by that because they need to take the funding training. But cool. We'll double check and see if you have to do it again, just to be on the safe side. We'll just put an asterisk. It would have passed anyway. You guys, thank you, and I look forward to the bike tour. We'll all do it as a council. It'll be great.
And actually, when we have our next event, our next bike ride, we'll invite you.
There you go.
And we hope to see you.
Voila.
You missed the meeting, but that is what I told your volunteer cohort, that when I've said in the past I want to have people work with us the way we work with them, what I have meant was, and I explained it to her, and she fully understood, was that if we help you out, we would like you to help us by partnering with us, so when we have future events, the people that come to your events will hopefully come to our event, and we can grow helping the community in as many ways as possible and get as many neighborhood constituents helped in as many situations as we possibly can with what funding we have. And if we partner, that helps all of us. So that's what I've been trying to spread and have been misquoted or accused of doing things I wasn't trying to do. So and George knows me well enough to know what I was trying to do. But anyway, that is what I wanted, and I really appreciate your offering to do that and include us, because then we would like to include you in our future efforts for things too. And we'll just really be spreading out and helping a lot of the people. Thank you.
Great. Thank you,
Ms. Hopp. Thanks, you guys. Very good. Moving on, 8D, create and establish the street vending ad hoc committee with the status and findings and updates due back to the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council by the July executive meeting. If it pleases the council, we can table this. We sent this to downtown. The city attorney took a look at it and said that if it's an ad hoc committee, technically only council members can serve on this. If we make this a standing committee, stakeholders can serve on it, or if we make it a subcommittee, one of the committees we already have, stakeholders can serve on that. Mr. Benjamin, if we table this, can you please update Mr. Hopp and tell him that we're looking to alter the language so he can serve with us? Very good. So if it pleases the council, we are going to table D and look at a different committee designation so stakeholders can serve alongside council members on that. Next,
Mr. Eight. President, I'm sorry, before you move on, that last vote, were the new members a part of it?
We have an asterisk by their names, and technically their funding vote is not part of the official tally because they have not taken the ethics and funding training.
Okay.
So they voted yes, but there's a nice little star there at the end of their name.
I just want to make sure we included them.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, of course we did.
But it doesn't actually.
Yes, Candy. I believe Mr. Camara was factually accurate when he said he took it. I know you guys went at the same time, and I had no reservations with John voting on that. No, I understand. So done is almost done, or not done, or undone. That's fantastic. But, John, you're safe in voting. I'm backing you 100% on that. Mr. Guevara has not taken both of them? All right, Roland, I'll be calling you at midnight tonight to yell at you. Yes. No, I understand. But we know our dealings with downtown, how sometimes there's a large crevasse between the 818 and the 213 where things get lost. It goes all the way down to Middle Earth. Yes. All right. Moving on. 8E. Yes, Roland. Yes, you were wearing it. I remember. Yes. Roland, you're safe in voting on money, and you have my backing 100% on that, too. Okay. 8E, funding request for the Mid-Valley Community Police Council to support the Special Olympics through the LAPD. The request will be processed through the Mid-Valley Community Police Council and will help pay for 125 shirts so the Van Nuys officers can participate in the law enforcement Special Olympics torch run. Special Olympics Southern California is a nonprofit organization that empowers individuals with intellectual disabilities to become physically fit, productive, and respected members of society through sports training and competition. It is one of 52 chapters within the United States and part of the Special Olympics Incorporated, which serves 3 million athletes in 180 countries worldwide. Mr. Benjamin, I'm going to have to turn the microphone over to you. Joseph, myself, and Penelope cannot vote on this right, as we are part of the LAPD and the Mid-Valley Community Police Council.
But before you say anything, I have to say, oh, my God, it did not go through committee. They just said, are you kidding me? That, no, just teasing.
Jeanette, with your silly joke, stop it. That's way too much fun. So Howard is the chair right now, Jeanette. We have to exit the room.
But, Mr. Benjamin? Before we start, can I just make a recommendation that this is a very noble and, you know, I think we should fund it. But in the sake of time, why don't we just go call for the vote? I think everyone supports this and is willing to go down that road. Instead of, you know, wasting the precious time that we have, I think we should move on and vote for it.
Special Olympics Southern California is a nonprofit organization that empowers individuals with intellectual disabilities to become physically fit, productive, and respected society through sports training and competition.
There it has to be
one of 52 chapters within the United States and part of the Special Olympics Incorporated, which serves 3 million athletes in 180
amount to exceed $25,000. Do I hear a second?
Aye. Oh, never mind.
Support of this $2,500. The police department has done a great job. This is one of our better funded projects. The problem, though, is you guys keep changing. You say we can only fund $999 when you want to, and then you say now we can fund $2,500. So either make up your rules where we're going to only give $999, or are we going to fund the full amount? I'm in full support of this. This is a great project because the next thing we show, $250 for, it says police. I would rather see it as a cleanup rather than everything being tagged on that the police is coming to us. One of the things that we've had in the past, ma'am, is that we've had people that come in here and say, well, all you do is give the money to the police. No, we don't. All we do is support projects that are worth funding, and this is a worthy project. Again, Mr. President, definition of what funding and how much we're going to fund is needed here. I fully support this funding. But again, let's get our...
It's fine.
You want to make a comment as well?
Yes, I do.
Step up to the podium and make a comment.
I object to the way the local council conducts its elections for board members because I was told nonprofit is open.
This has nothing to do with this.
No, it has to be talking about what we're doing now, the vote.
Okay, on public comment, I will talk.
Please, thank you.
I call for the vote. Do I have a second?
Okay, just a second. President Thomas said he would recuse. Other people who are going to recuse, please let me know. Okay, I will mark them so. Just a second. Okay. Okay, Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp.
Aye.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Mr. Kamara.
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara. Ms. Havard. Yes, okay. Mr. Lazarevitz recuses. Mr. Luna? Mr. Martin? Ms. Meyer recuses. Ms. Padden? Okay, Ms. Skelton? Mr. Maleko?
Yes.
Okay, it passes.
Certainly. We love the police department like we love the fire department because you're first responders and you come in really handy. Where was I? Mr. President, standing in the back room. George, you may return to the room. Penny and Mr. Lazarowitz, please come on by. Come on by.
Very good. 8F, cleanup of Van Nuys LAPD station in the area surrounding the pergola and perimeter in conjunction with Mid-Valley Community Police Council. The funding will cover weed removal, refreshments, hot dogs, and the general needs of the volunteers. This cleanup is in anticipation of the celebration of the LAPD station and the Van Nuys Library. Jeanette and Penelope, were we just going to put this under outreach? What happened at the committee meeting last night?
Yes, I can go ahead and we need to vote. We still need the vote form, but and it still needs to be on the agenda and all of that just to make sure there's no problem. But yes, we can do that through outreach and I can use the e-card for that.
Okay, so if it's just outreach, I believe I'm allowed to vote on it as is Joseph and Penelope. Candy, you had your hand up. Did you have something for us?
First of all, I don't like the fact that it's tied to the police department. They shouldn't be charged with this because this is not a charge to them. We're doing a complete cleanup. So if you just have it as a cleanup, that's a different thing. We've already just approved $2,500 for the police department. That was great. When we did the cleanups and we did the painting of the streets, we had people on the board said, let's go get donations. Mr. President, what are you asking for? Hot dogs? We can get you those for free. So I'm telling you right now, we can get the hot dogs. You want the hot dog buns? We can get you as many as you want on that day. We'll have them beforehand. We just need to know where you need them and where we can put them. So what else do you need on there for the $250? Because why spend money if we can get donations for that, Mr. President?
Well, this is Penelope's baby, so
yes,
I believe it's...
We've gotten donations all the time. Again, they're partnering with us for cleanup. Is that correct? We've gone to Costco. We've gone to Sherwin-Williams. We've gone to all the
for the library and the LAPD station.
But I've been told we're not allowed to accept donations. And Penny, I just talked to her, and she said... So
we are not allowed to accept donations. Unless the person is on the council.
Donating. Mr. Kamarikin, can you get this thing? Mr. Kamarikin?
No, I'm saying the council can accept donations. Like, I can put as many ads in my newspaper as I want for the council because I sit on the council.
Right.
Howard can make CDs and DVDs till the cows come home.
Yeah.
But we can't take donations if the person's not on the council.
Again, we can get it all donated. And, again, we only see hot dogs. And we can get you soda. You want 1,000 sodas? We can get you 1,000 sodas. You want whatever you want, Mr. President. We can get that. We're just
Diet Mountain Dew.
Money. Mountain Dew, I can get you all the Mountain. You saw that. You know that.
Does anybody on the council have anything in regards to this?
Well, I actually tend to agree. I think that this is something that easily can be provided by a number of the people on the board, including Paul. I'm sure he'd be supportive of donating himself some of the things that he has. So, and this is not a hard sell. This is not hard to come by or get. $250 when it's not even itemized. We normally require people come to us with itemized list of what exactly it's going to be to. This is kind of vague. I'm inclined not to support this. We've already given $2,500 for another event, and this is something that can be easily taken care of through our board members, through time and effort and donations.
And everyone's allowed their opinions, and we respect that, and that's why we're hashing this out. Yes, Penelope.
Exactly. We'll donate it. Have I ever failed, Ms. Myers? I have never failed. We'll talk to you know what I'll do? I'll put it through the council office. Ma'am, this is a cleanup you'll be doing. I guarantee the $250 myself. We will get you anything and everything you want. You want any sodas, hot dogs, what else? Chips? Want chips? Yes.
Yes, Linda Levitan, you are recognized.
Okay.
Candido, are we good?
Yeah, we're willing.
All it is a funding vote for $250, folks.
To clean up.
No, I understand that. I'm. Yes, Linda Levitan. Linda, you're recognized.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt anybody. We are working very hard. We have gotten some donations of some food. I think what. And I could be mistaken. I think what Penny was trying to do was an amount not to exceed $250.
Correct.
I also believe that we're just looking to make sure because we're expecting probably, we're hoping for about 100 volunteers. So what we have been doing, we have gotten donations. If you look at the flyer, you'll see that the Habit is giving us vouchers for hamburgers that we're going to provide for all the volunteers. Sizzlers is giving us some stuff. Starbucks is giving us stuff. We've reached out to some places like Costco and stuff like that. If they've given us and made a commitment at this point in time because we needed to get the flyer out, we have put it on the flyer. What we're concerned about is we need simple things. We may need paper goods. We may need whatever. Okay, I just want to finish talking. Thank you. Whatever we need, and then I don't have to purchase it. It can be done through Jeanette. It can be done through Penny. I mean, I know that LAPD has volunteered to bring out their barbecue and barbecue hamburgers and hot dogs or whatever is selected to be purchased. We don't really – our concern is not as much as that we have things. We've gotten water donated. We have water donated. We've gotten other things donated as well. But this was just to okay. This is just to supplement to make sure that people are going to be working very hard for several hours, and we just want to make sure that that we're going to provide them. We have Western Bagel providing bagels for us, so we've been working very hard as the council office to do this for the community and for everybody. And for the library and so forth. So what we're just coming is to try to make sure that there isn't something that we need. There isn't something that we've forgotten. We may only spend $50. I don't know. It depends on how we end up. But this is when your meeting is. This is when we need to make the motion. It doesn't have to cost $250. We just want to make sure that we're covered. And as far as outreach, we're giving out sanitation bags. And so I thought what could happen is that we could have the neighborhood council provide something that we could put into the bag that we can use as outreach as well for the neighborhood council.
And it does say, Linda, on there, not to exceed NTE. $250. I personally, we discussed this at the committee meeting. I personally agree that it's a wonderful idea. It's not for the police department per se. They're just offering their equipment and their help to make the food.
We're
going to
have the cadets and
right,
stuff there.
Exactly.
And they're
going
to help us barbecue.
Exactly. And then we're trying to get whoever else to help with the cleanup and what have you. So right. I don't have a problem with that. And the fact that some people seem to have a problem with it is their right, but I will tell you right now that as far as I'm concerned, we should take the vote on this now. There's
one other thing I want you to be aware of. It's not just the government. We're reaching out from
it says
from
it, it
okay.
Says it here.
Let me finish, please. We're reaching out from Victory to Oxnard and from Van Nuys Boulevard to Hazeltine. And so we'll be working on all of those areas. But we typically when I've done cleanups, I've reached out to the neighborhood councils and asked for some assistance where needed. And the reason that I'm coming now is because this is when we can vote on it. It doesn't mean necessarily that we will spend anywhere close to that amount.
Okay, so I would like to make a motion that we just accept part of the language here on the agenda. And yes, Maria. Yeah, it's the station event is on the 7th. The cleanup is on the 31st.
Okay, so example with the date. So what, you want to at least give him a deadline to at least let him try?
Candido is free to donate,
Right.
See, now that's leadership right there.
Well, no, but thing I want to just make.
We're going to hear from Derek, and then we are going to make a motion to.
One thing I heard from Linda is that there's a lot of activity. There's already a lot of donations already had. There's a lot of sweat equity being poured into this, and it doesn't sound too much like they really, truly need it. It's just a buffer in case. Right now on our agenda, we have funding that's not going to that's going to go over $8,000, and we only have in our coffers $7,998. If we could save $250 to go to something else that's going to be that we're going to be voting on for financial concerns, I'd much rather put it toward that than something that may not even be used and we lock up $250.
I totally understand, and we're going to let the council members votes reflect their opinion.
Okay, we're not going to lock it up.
On.
May I please say we are going to use the P card for whatever the amount may be. If it's necessary, and the fact is, it says not to exceed 2.5, and if it's only $25 or $50, that's what will be covered. So I just think we should go ahead and take the vote. What our chairperson is worried about, as in the past, some neighborhood councils, this one included some years ago, sent money back to the general fund because they did not spend it wisely or they had problems or whatever. Last year, as you well know, we went over $7,000 and started the year with only $30,000. We're probably going to go over a little bit again, but as he says, and I think we all feel, we'd rather go over a little and be a little less next year than send money back. So this is what he's concerned about. And because Dennis behind in their funding and their paperwork for Chimera, as you said, and in a lot of other paperwork, we're not sure what's been funded and what hasn't for NPGs. So we're just going to go ahead and vote. And if we're over a little bit, we're over a little bit. But it's not like we're bankrupting ourselves. It just means we have a little less to start the year off with. Thank you.
I don't think the argument should be irresponsible spending.
It's not irresponsible spending.
What we are going to do is let the council members' opinion be reflected in their votes. And I make a motion that we adopt the language as outreach under the sentence, this cleanup is anticipation for the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Van Nuys LAPD station and the Van Nuys library, not to exceed 250. Mr. Secretary, if you could call, I call for the vote.
Okay, did anyone need to recuse themselves? But never mind.
Because
okay.
it's outreach instead of LAPD, so
okay,
we can't vote on this.
I'm doing my own double check. President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hupp.
Aye.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Mr. Kamara.
No.
No. Okay. Mr. De La Cuesta.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara. No. Ms. Havard.
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Yes.
Mr. Luna. Abstain. Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Meyer. Ms. Patton?
Yes.
Ms. Skelton?
Absent.
Absent. Just a second. Mr. Maleko?
No.
Mr. Maleko, no.
Ten ayes.
I count 10 aye, 3 no.
Do
you abstain?
Yeah, 3 no.
Yes?
Very good. That was an amazing debate on hot dogs. All right. We are going to jump. We're going to jump back into public comment. The former Speaker of the State Assembly is here, Mr. Bob Hertzberg. Before we recognize him, let me read from our government code saying public comment will be limited to 10 minutes with 2 minutes per individual for each item. The aforementioned limitation may be waived by the chairperson of the meeting, which happens to be me, according to Government Code Section 54954.3B, which is great reading if everybody wants to go home and look that up. So, without further ado, Mr. Speaker, you are recognized for 10 minutes. Mr. Hertzberg. Absolutely.
Now that you put your glasses on, I recognize you because I voted for you every time. Oh,
good. Thank you very much. A couple of times, vote a few times, get that on film, make sure. But as I just want to acknowledge a very special guest I have here, Evelyn Lakis. Her and her husband run the State Legislative Leaders Foundation, which the National Speakers Conference is a part of, and I have been fortunate enough to be an honorary member for more than a dozen years of that board of directors. And she's out here, and we're working on issues, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected, to really work at the state levels to try to get state governments to come together and to, you know, people have different points of view, but I'm one that doesn't believe that the national government is working very quickly and to really kind of incubate ideas and to come up with really interesting things. So I apologize I'm a little bit late, but we were a meeting and a couple of other folks.
You're all good
to be here, but they got sideswiped and they're working with the Los Angeles Police Department, as I understand it. But I was here before, if you remember, I think it was in December, I believe. That I was last here, and the election is the 3rd of June. The district, for those who don't remember, it's about 1 million people, and it extends, in essence, the old district was Alex Padilla on the northern portion of the district. Well, the nonpartisan redistricting commission redrew the lines.
Yeah.
And those now, what we've really done now, because of this nonpartisan commission, is to basically create an East Valley district and a West Valley district substantially, with the 405 really being the dividing line and the southern border moving down in the valley from a victory all the way down to Mulholland. So literally this new district that I'm seeking to represent is from Mulholland, from Universal Studios on one side, all the way over to the 405, then comes up, goes out, takes in Cal State Northridge, takes in Granada Hills, and goes all the way to the top of the valley. It's about 1 million people. And then Fran Pavley is not up for re-election. She currently represents the West Valley. So the good news, I think, is that as a result of this nonpartisan commission, we really have a unified voice of the valley. And one of the things that we're looking to do, again, if I'm fortunate enough to be selected by the voters, in addition to working on what we're doing with the Lakises and the State Legislative Leaders Foundation, is to try to really create a unified voice of the valley with Congressman Cardenas in the North Valley, representing here with Brad Sherman, with Adrienne Nazarian, with Felipe Fuentes, with Raul Bocanegra, with Miriam Martinez, with Bob Blumenfeld, and all of us to come together for the first time in an effort to give the voice a valley. Now, a real voice to the valley. Certainly when I was Speaker and Tony Cardenas was Budget Chair, we were able to bring home significant resources, whether it was the Orange Line or whether it was the Sound Walls or example after example of what we were able to do for the Valley. But this notion is to sit down strategically at the federal government, the county government, state government, and the city government and develop priorities to figure out what we're going to do on economic development. What are we going to do on water in terms of really dealing with this underlying issue? There's a lot of opportunities and challenges that we can meet in terms of stuff. In dealing with the whole issue of the entertainment issue industry, which is so important to us in the San Fernando Valley, to try to build that unity of interest. So we're really thinking about it a lot, really trying to do the homework and be serious students of public service, if you will, and to be great representatives of the San Fernando Valley. So I'm happy to answer any questions. The election's June 3rd, as I think you know. That's a primary election. We have an open primary. There are three candidates. I'm almost with you, Local 1000 SEIU, almost. There are one Republican, one Green Party, and myself. I'm a Democrat in the race.
Does anybody have any questions for her?
What? I don't know. You know, the first rule of politics is never mention your opponent's name.
Oh, okay. Come on.
No, there's two other people, both of whom have run for office many times in the past.
Uh-oh.
A gentleman by the name of Benitez, who's in Sylmar. And he's run, I think he ran against Mr. Cardenas and ran against Mr. Fuentes and a few others. And there's another gentleman who's now a Green Party candidate, used to be a Peace and Freedom Party candidate and a Libertarian over the years, and has been running for the last 30 years, Jack Limbaugh. Yes, please.
Can we give him the same opportunity that the others have come out?
Who said that?
I think...
He already voted for me.
He's my buddy, but that's okay.
Everybody's a comedian. Yes, we can give.
Me too. You want you to know. Are you with me all the way?
So at least, like, we offered 30 other ones that's running. So we need to get to come back. Are we going to offer them to come back and speak?
Yes, we will reach out to Mr. Hertzberg's campaign, and whoever happens to win the primary, we will invite them to come and do a debate. Just like we're doing with Supervisor Yarosofsky's seat, and we'll be hosting a debate with Mr. Shriver and Ms. Kuhl, and the same thing we did with the sheriff's debate. We'll invite everyone. But Mr. Hertzberg's here in public comment, just speaking. It's not
right.
Part of a formal debate.
Forum.
But yes, whoever comes in first and second in his race will be invited back to this council for a debate. That's absolutely fine.
Portland. Yes, ma'am.